Leviticus 25 and verse number 10, the Bible says, "Proclaim liberty throughout all the land unto all the inhabitants thereof." This is Pastor Wynn Greer, and I want to welcome you today to the Blessings of Liberty radio broadcast. I want to thank you for listening in. This is a ministry of the Mount Lebanon Baptist Church. We're located in Vilas, North Carolina. That's just outside of Boone. We do have listeners outside of the area that may not know where Vilas is, but we're in Boone, and Boone, North Carolina, in the mountains, the high country, they call it. And Noah and I, we rarely make appeals to our listeners. I know years ago when I started on the radio ministry, it seemed like every preacher that was on there was asking for a letter, was asking for a card, and that was back, believe it or not, when people wrote letters and cards. And we realize that there's not as much of that goes on now as used to, but at Christmas time people send out cards, and I've made the appeal before that maybe at this time of the year, if you think about it and the Lord lays it on your heart, and you have an extra Christmas card, if you would send the church a card or a letter and let them know that you enjoy the radio broadcast. It is a ministry of the church, and radio work is a work of faith. You go and you prepare and you preach and teach, and many times you don't see or hear anything out of that. Although we do believe that people listen, we know that people listen, and there people gets a blessing out of it. But at this time of the year, maybe if you got an extra Christmas card, if you'd send that to the Mount Lebanon Baptist Church and just let them know you enjoy the radio broadcast, that would be a blessing unto us and an encouragement as well. I am going to give the address, and Noah will give the address again at the end of the radio broadcast, but it's Mount Lebanon Baptist Church, 1128 Baird's Creek Road. That's Baird with a B, Baird's Creek Road, Vilas, North Carolina, 28692. And Noah's going to give that address again at the end of the broadcast. And then also we have our church website, mountlebanonbc.org, and we have the address on there as well. But that would be a blessing this time of the year, just to hear from some of our listeners and them to let us know that they are listening in and they appreciate the radio broadcast. Just something to take to the church and share with them. And I want to say good morning to Noah. He's here in the studio today. And good morning, Noah. How are you?
I'm good. It's good to be here this morning. We want to say how much we appreciate our listeners. And also, I want to say how much we appreciate the stations that broadcast our program. And those are AM 1450 right here in Boone, and AM 690 in Bristol, Virginia, and KPGT 89.1 FM, The Truth, in Watertown, South Dakota.
We do appreciate the stations, and that's why I made reference to where Vilas, North Carolina was, because we have listeners in the Bristol area. We have listeners in South Dakota. And so that's a blessing. And so not everybody knows where we are, but today we're here live in the station, and bringing you the blessings of liberty. And today I want to look at something that's just a little bit off our normal range of topics. Usually we talk about something in relation to the nation, blessings of liberty. The concept of liberty is a biblical idea, but it is found in our Constitution as well. That little phrase, blessings of liberty, comes right out of the preamble to the Constitution. But today I want to talk about something just a little bit different, something that has been in the news, the newspapers. I've even seen this reference to on the comics page. And what I want to talk about today is the Mayan calendar. I am sure that most of our listeners have heard at least something, some talk, or somewhere they've heard the Mayan calendar referenced to or talked about. As I said, it was in the comics yesterday. It was a little, it's called Arlo and Janice, I think it is, and they were shopping, a man and his wife, and they were in a bookstore, look like, and they're browsing around, and the man looks over and he says, "Oh, look, the new Mayan calendars are out." And it showed a shelf that had these round hieroglyphic looking things on them. If you've seen a picture of the Mayan calendar, that's what it is. It's actually called a glyph, but anyway, the Mayan calendar. And if I was given a subject, I would call it the Mayan calendar, New Age or Old Lies. And of course, we're going to look at it in light of the Bible, as we do everything, and that's the way we should do things. If we are a Bible believer, we ought to go by what the Bible says. And so that's what we're going to talk about today. Some people may not know what we're talking about, but the Mayan calendar. It's talking about the ancient Mayan civilization, and they had a calendar. And this calendar, well, they had several calendars. I'm not going to go into all of the details about, but they had a short calendar and they had a long calendar. The long calendar they called the long count, Mayan calendar. And the long count Mayan calendar ends December the 21st, 2012. So just in a few days coming up, the Mayan calendar, the end of the Mayan calendar. And there's been news. I seen a little blurb about this on the news yesterday, and I just think it's interesting how much interest there is and has been over the past couple of years in the Mayan calendar. The interesting thing about the Mayan calendar is that it dates back almost 5,200 years ago. This is a calendar that has been in existence for over 5,000 years. And it's amazing to me to think that 5,000 years ago, this civilization, what we refer to as an ancient civilization, but then it was a young civilization, but this, the Mayans, they had such a great understanding of the times and the seasons, the solar and the lunar eclipses, the solstices throughout the year. They had such a great understanding of this. And December 21st, 2012, that is the end. That's the last day on this long count Mayan calendar. Now, December 21st this year, it is the first day of winter. December 21st will be the shortest day of the year. It's the time of the year when we are closest or farthest away from the sun. And so it's going to be it'll be the day that's the shortest day. And after that, days will start getting longer. And so it's the first day of winter. The Mayan calendar is just that, though. It is just a calendar. It is not a prediction. If I, for example, if I was to say, now, December the 31st is going to be the last day of 2012. And then the day after that's going to be the first day of 2013. If I was to say that, nobody would say, well, he made a prediction of the end of the year. No, I just understand the calendar, and I understand that that is the last day of the year. I'm not making a prediction. I just understand the calendar. I understand one year comes, another year, or one year goes, and another year comes. The Mayans, they understood the calendar. And when I look at the Mayan calendar and I think about what it really means, now if you get on the internet, and there's a lot of things that you can read about the Mayan calendar, things people are predicting, things that people are doing to get ready for December the 21st, 2012, and what's going to come to pass and all of those things. But the Mayan calendar, if you just look at bottom line, basically what it is actually, and you might be surprised that I'm going to say this, but it is actually a wonderful testimony to the faithfulness of God's established order in creation. And what I mean by that it is a testimony to the faithfulness of God's established order in creation. It is a testimony in this sense, that over 5,000 years ago, they could calculate with such precision that December 21st, 2012 would actually be the beginning of the winter solstice. And so that is what takes place. And there are other things in that calendar that we say they predicted, but actually they didn't predict it. They just understood the calendar, things such as eclipses, solar and lunar. And they had these things figured out, I guess would be a better way to put it. Instead of predicting, they had it figured out that on such and such a date, there's going to be a solar eclipse, there's going to be a lunar eclipse. And here's what the Mayan calendar makes me think of. If somebody asked me and said, "Preacher, what do you think about the Mayan calendar?" It makes me think of the faithfulness of God's established order in creation. Now, the Bible says, if you go back to the book of Genesis, chapter number 1, of course, there we have the account of creation. And God created the heavens and the earth in 6 days, and on the seventh day he rested. But Genesis chapter 1 and verse number 14, I'm going to begin reading there. The Bible says, "And God said, let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day from the night." And so God's talking about lights in the sky. Well, there's the sun, there's the stars, there is the moon, but actually the moon does not give light, but it reflects the light of the sun. But we all say, and we all make reference to the moon shining. Well, it's shining because the sun is shining on it. It's actually reflecting, or we see the moon because of the sun. Well, anyway, I'm sure you understand that, but God, he's the one that put the sun, the moon, and the stars in the sky. And he put them there for a reason, to divide the day from the night. But then it goes on, and it says, now this is what the Word of God says about the sun, the moon, and the stars. It says, "And let them be for signs." Now, I'm not going to talk about that, but I used to laugh about people planting by the signs. Now, let me say, a few years after that, after unsuccessful attempts at gardening, I wondered to myself what would be the harm of trying it, especially after I found in the Bible that the Bible said that these lights are to be for signs. Now, that's not signs like you think of somebody seeing a vision or something like that, but I believe that's talking about where we would talk about planting by the signs. I'll tell you this, there's no harm in it at all. God said, "Let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and years." This is how we keep time by. We keep time by the sun, by the moon, by the stars, our seasons, our signs. People still plant by the signs today. And so God put them there for this specific reason. I'll just read these verses about this. Verse 15, the Bible said, "And let them be for lights in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth. And it was so. And God made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day and the lesser light to rule the night. He made the stars also. And God set them in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth and to rule over the day and over the night and to divide the light from the darkness. And God saw that it was good, and the evening and the morning were the fourth day." And so we see there in the Word of God the reason for the creation of the lights in the heavens, the sun, the moon, and the stars. And so with great accuracy, the Mayans figured out, they observed over 5,000 years ago, that they could calculate time with precision. And what an amazing, I really think that's an amazing feat to be able to do that. I did some study on the Mayan calendar, and you know, like I said, there's a lot of things you can find on the internet, and I think the great majority of it's not worth anything. But I did some, a lot of things are repetitive, and I went to Wikipedia and I was reading over there, and one quotation over there says, "Professional Mayanist scholars state that predictions of impending doom are not found in any of the extant classic Maya accounts. And so what are they saying about it? They're saying that the Mayan calendar is not a prophecy, it's not a prediction, it's just a calendar. And that's what I say about it as well. It is a calendar, but it is an amazing calendar, a 5,000-year-old, accurate, dependable calendar. Now, it would be hard for us to look at the calendar and understand, but it's still their days, their times works out. It is an accurate calendar, over 5,000 years old calculated or come up with this calendar. And to me, that's just a very interesting thing that they would be able to do that. If you study your world history, and I'm talking about real world history, not the theory of evolution, the missing link, the billions of years, and all that kind of stuff, but I'm talking about if you get a world almanac. Now, when I was growing up, most people had a set of encyclopedias in the house, and that was really interesting thing. We used to get the encyclopedia and read stories out of it. If we had homework, we would get the encyclopedia out and look through that. Of course, I don't even think you could buy a set of encyclopedias now, but I'm talking about if you got a encyclopedia and you looked up and begin to study world history, what you would find, what you will always find, you will find the beginning of recorded history. And I'm talking about recorded history as we know it, verifiable, not the missing link, not we think this is how it is, but I'm talking about recorded history. The beginning of recorded history begins about 6,000 years ago. Now, to me, that's got to be really hard for the evolutionists to explain. I mean, for them, for the evolutionists, there's the superstition of the blob that walked out of the pond, slimed around a few million years, grew a backbone, some arms and some legs, and, you know, eventually turned into a monkey, dropped his tail, got out of the, you know, evolution. You've seen the little graph of the monkey, you know, bent over, and then he comes along and he gets bigger, and finally he stands up, and finally in that little drawing he begins to look like a man. But actual recorded history does not begin with cavemen. It does not begin with ape men hitting a woman in the head with a club and dragging her off to be his wife. You might see that in the movies, but that is not how actual recorded history begins. It begins with ancient civilizations, not just a few people either. It begins with ancient civilizations. These ancient civilizations, the Egyptians, for example, that's where you're going to find most of your almanacs, beginning with the ancient Egyptians, the Chaldeans, that area of the world. But these ancient civilizations, what kind of people were they? They were architects. They were builders. Do you know they still cannot figure out how they built the great pyramids? It's a mystery, and it's an amazing feat that they were able to accomplish. But they not only built that, but many things in the ancient world. They were astronomers. It's amazing to me to think, how did they know so much about the stars, about the times, that they could figure out a calendar? They did not have, as far as we know, telescopes and, you know, the ability like we do to see, really see into the space. But they figured things out, and they figured them out very accurately. They were mathematicians in order to be able to do that. I mean, can you just think about it today? Can you imagine coming up with a calendar without using a computer, without Googling it and going to Wikipedia and all that kind of stuff? But can you imagine coming up with a calendar that's going to be accurate into the future for over 5,000 years based solely. Now you say, how did they figure that out? They figured it out by observing the sun, the moon, and the movement of the stars, which is a interesting study. Maybe we could get into another time. You know, I guarantee most of us could not take a pencil and a paper and figure out what day of the week that you were born upon. If you don't know, you know, and you think back however old you are, and today is Tuesday or Saturday or whatever, and you're going to figure back, most people wouldn't even know how to start. Wouldn't be able to figure that out if they were given maybe just an hour or 2 hours to do that. Modern man, I'm talking about modern man now, today, in 2012, is a mental midget compared to ancient man. Ancient man was far superior intellectually to us than we are. And that testifies to the truth of the Bible as opposed to the theory of evolution. Now, I'll explain what I mean by that. The Bible teaches that man began at the pinnacle. He began perfect. He was created perfect. He was created innocent. He was created with great intellect. He had no original sin in his body when God created Adam and Eve in the garden. Well, it didn't take long. Man fell, and sin entered into the world through the sin, the transgression of Adam. But you're talking about starting perfect and going down ever since. That's what the Bible teaches. Evolution teaches that man began in the pond as a single-cell amoeba, and has slowly but surely over billions and billions of years clawed his way out. You know, he's gotten progressively better and smarter and stronger and all of those things. And you have that taught in our, falsely taught in our schools today, that man is evolving. But according to the Bible, man is not evolving. He's devolving. He's not getting better. He's progressively getting worse. Now, this is where the Mayan religion comes in. And I'm not going to be able to deal with this all in one radio broadcast. I'm going to deal with it in at least 2 weeks. But the Mayan calendar, what I'm trying to get at, the Mayan calendar, New Age or Old Lies. New Age or Old Lies. This is where we're going to talk about the Mayan religion, because these people were in some respects very highly intelligent, but in their religion they were far, far away from God. And we're going to talk about the Mayan religion just a little bit, and it's not a unique religion. In fact, it's much like many of the other ancient religions. This is because they all had one source. That there's a reason why there's not just the Egyptian pyramids, but there's the Aztec pyramids, and you find pyramids many places around the world because these ancient religions had one source, and that was Babylon. But I don't want to get ahead of myself, but there is a religious aspect to this whole thing, and that's what I want to talk about beginning on next week. As for the prediction that this world is going to end December 21st, 2012, I want to say today that it is not going to end December 21st, 2012, just because that's the last day on the Mayan calendar. Christians do not believe, and the Bible does not teach, that the world is just suddenly going to end. But you hear a lot of talk about the end of the world. Is this going to be the end? The Bible doesn't teach that there's going to be an end. You know, that we'll just wake up one day and that'll be the last day. The Bible does not teach that. I have done some studying and looking for, you know, if I was going to believe in some prophecy, I would ask myself, well, has any of the prophecies come true? And here's something interesting. If you study about the Mayan predictions, I've looked for 2 or 3 days now, and I have not found any Mayan predictions that came true. It's not a prediction. It's a calendar, and people, they make, they make a stab in the dark. Is this a prediction? Does this mean this? Does this mean that? It doesn't mean that. It's a calendar. It's not a prophecy, a prediction. It's a calendar. But I would recommend to anyone that is interested in the future to study the Bible. In the Bible, we find prophecies that have come to pass exactly as the Bible says. And so if we find a source of prophecy that has fulfilled prophecies already, why wouldn't we believe that the unfulfilled ones are going to come to pass? And there's thousands in the Bible. Let me read just a few verses out of Psalms chapter number 22. Psalms was written, I'm going to say 1,700 years. I know Isaiah is 700 years B.C. Psalms is before that. My mind just went blank, but it's around 1,000 years before the birth of Christ. But Psalms chapter number 22, verse number 1, this is talking about Jesus Christ upon the cross of Calvary. It says, verse 1, "My God, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?" That is exactly the words that Jesus spoke upon the cross of Calvary. This is a prophecy talking about Jesus Christ when he was crucified. He said those words, "My God, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?" Well, somebody says, well, he could have known Psalms 22. And being a religious Jew, he could have quoted that. All right, we'll give you that. Verse number 6 says, "But I am a worm and no man, a reproach of men and despised of the people." The psalmist here is prophesying about one that would be despised. Jesus Christ was despised. He did not do anything wrong. He didn't sin against anybody, but they hated him and wanted to crucify him. They had the opportunity to set him free. They couldn't find anything wrong, but they said, "Crucify him, crucify him. Let his blood be upon us and upon our children." Verse 14, the Bible said, prophecy, "I am poured out like water. All my bones are out of joint. My heart is like wax. It is melted in the midst of my bowels." This refers to John chapter number 19, where the soldier came and pierced his side, and out came blood and water. Medical doctors and scientists have studied the crucifixion of Jesus and decided that he died of a broken heart. That is what is prophesied here in verse number 14. My heart is like wax. His heart stopped pumping the blood. And verse 16, "For dogs have compassed me, the assembly of the wicked have enclosed me. They pierced my hands and my feet." That the Lord... This was prophesied that he would be crucified upon a cross and his hands and feet would be pierced. Verse 17, "I may tell all my bones, they look and stare upon me." Jesus was beaten where his bones were showing through his flesh. Verse 18, "They part my garments among them and cast lots upon my vesture." The Roman soldiers gambled over the clothing of the Lord Jesus. These are just some prophecies that were fulfilled at the crucifixion. So why wouldn't we believe the ones that are yet to come? The Mayans say nothing of the Bible, but the Bible sheds some light upon the Mayans and every other ancient religion. So that's what we're going to look at beginning on next week, Lord willing, if we're still here. I'm just kidding. I believe we will be here. But we're soon coming up on the 21st. Well, we'll talk about these things. I appreciate you listening in. And Noah's going to come and give the contact information, the Mayan calendar, New Age, or Old Lies.
This has been Blessings of Liberty, brought to you by the Mount Lebanon Baptist Church, located at 1128 Baird's Creek Road, Vilas, North Carolina, 28692. If you'd like to contact us, our church phone number is 828-963-4596. That's 828-963-4596. Or you can reach us through our church website at mountlebanonbc.org.